The Earth spins and moves some space around, like pulling taffy. It's almost like some space sticks to the surface and gets twisted along as the Earth rotates. That's a weak analogy, since it's not an effect tied to the surface. Rather, it is tied to the mass of the Earth as a whole. It's called frame dragging, and it has been predicted by Einstein's general theory of relativity. It's also been measured by watching how satellites move. The LARES satellite, launched in 2012, looked like a disco ball with many retroreflector mirrors. Lasers on Earth track the satellite by the reflections. The new LARES 2 satellite is a super disco ball with 303 retroreflectors. What these satellites look for is a tiny cumulative shift in the period of the satellite's own orbit around the Earth. Tiny is the word. It should take nearly 30 million years to change by one full rotation, so don't worry about your GPS giving you coordinates that are off. The measurements of the satellite positions have to be made within a few millimeters, while there are many hundreds of kilometers away. The measurements also have to be corrected for many other phenomena that change the orbits, the tiny pressure on the satellites from sunlight bouncing off them, and for the blobs of matter on Earth, mountains and depressions pulling on the satellites. Frame dragging is yet one more of the many super precise tests of general relativity. Einstein's work is both mind-bending and timeless, to make a pun about his great idea of space-time. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.